Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Truly, it is a blessing to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for blessing us to see this beautiful Saturday that the Lord has created. Thank God for those around the world, those who are able to hear the Word of God, those who are able to perceive the Word of God, to process the things that God is saying to their hearts. We truly thank God for blessing us to come into His presence today. Yes, thank God for Yahweh. Thank God for Yeshua. Thank God for Abba. Thank God for Jehovah Jireh. Thank God for God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's pray for our people over in Israel. Let's pray for the city of Jerusalem. Let's pray, praise God, for all that He is to us in His glory, in His righteousness, and everything that He perceives out of the mouth of God is the Word of God. Truly, we thank God for all that He is to us. We thank You, Almighty God. We thank You, Lord, for You are so good. We thank You, God, for You are God of righteousness. We thank You, Lord, for You are God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for You are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Father, for You are merciful and righteous. Thank You, Lord, for giving us the peace that we need. We thank You, Lord, for You are our God, the Almighty God. We thank You. Thank You, Lord, for everything that You are doing today. We thank God for Jesus. It is a blessing, praise God, to be alive. Hallelujah. In spite of what you're going through, you need to lift up your hand to the Almighty God and to give Him glory and praise. Hallelujah. And thank God, hallelujah, that you are alive in Christ Jesus. And I truly thank God for what He is to us in this hour. Praise His holy name. But one thing about it, I love the God. I love the Lord. And He is so good because He gave His life for every one of us. He died for every one of us. And I truly thank God for Jesus. This morning, I would like to go into the Word of God in James. And I truly thank God for James, the first chapter, praise God, pertaining to hearing and doing the Word of God. Now, James, praise God, is one of Jesus' disciples, praise God, reminding us as readers, as children of God, of how important is the Holy Spirit, and how the Holy Spirit teaches us when we are faithful to God. James gave us a demonstration, illustration, and how the Lord operates through faith. And we got to have the faith to believe in God's Word. When we read the Word of God, you need to believe in what God is saying. God actually is speaking to you through the Word of God. And you have to be transparent, transformed, praise God, renewing of the mind to accept what God is saying to you as the church, as an individual. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. That's how important it is for us to rely on God's Word. In the time that we are facing right now, the news that we be hearing, wars is going, breaking out. Praise God. Then your mind starts wondering, what can happen, praise God, to me in the midst of the storm? Praise God. That's when we need to get saturated, embedded in the Word of God. We need to know God's word more effectively and how to release the ability of God's word in the atmosphere, that we need to know who we are in Christ. Praise God. And a lot of time, in the time we are in, praise God, people get so overwhelmed, so undone. Praise God. Even the strong man, hallelujah, got a grasp on God's people. But you as a child of God, you as a child of God, have to learn how to attain the word of God. And James was giving us and how to prepare of the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's coming back, praise God. But we need to be ready at all times to know the will of God. James was giving us, like I say, demonstration, illustration, and how we could sustain, pertain to be able to stand in the time that we are in. But in the word of God, starting at the first chapter, praise God, starting at the 19th verse, he said, this is what James said, therefore, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and remain wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. We are in the days now where the world is overwhelmed, the people. The people are so overwhelmed of the cares of the world. Even now, people talk hostile to one another. Even in the workplace, in the house of God, at home, wherever you are at, praise God. People now don't have a gentle spirit, praise God. Their spirit is so angry, full of wrath, praise God, even speaking filth out of their mouth. They don't have the respect for God, and not only God, but don't have the respect for one another, praise God. But then when we speak in anger, we destroy that person's character. We destroy their self-arousal, praise God, morale, praise God. But one thing about it, we got to learn to trust God. We need to have the Lord at all time. We need to stay in God's presence at all time, because we are facing a lot of obstacles in this earth while we are here today. But thank God, we take anger, we speak things, and then once we say something to someone and hurt that person, you can't take the word back. You cannot take back what you said, praise God. But you can say, please forgive me. But one thing about it, but you can't take back what you say to that individual. Words hurt, praise God. But I thank God for James when he said, you're hearing and doing the word of God. That's why James was showing us, we as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we got to learn how to speak love. Praise God, not anger, but love. And therefore, lay aside all filthiness and remain wickedness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. See what James saying? We need to be doing besides hearing the word of God. We need to be doers. We need to practice what we have been taught through the word of God. That's why I say the Holy Ghost is a good teacher. The Holy Ghost is a person. The Holy Ghost will teach you how to conduct yourself in a righteous way, in a godly way. Praise God. Because our job as a church, praise God, is to go out and to reach the lost. Praise God. Our job is to show the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our job is to show the love of God to the individual to show them that God is love. And thank God for us to be ambassadors. Praise God, we need to be doers by hearing the word of God. Because the word of God is very effective. And we need to be in place to receive the word of God. Thank you, Lord. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his grace. And thank God for all that he is. Praise God for the love that he has for us. But I truly thank God for his love. I truly thank God for he is love. But one thing about it, God is love. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But God is merciful and righteous. God is love. And we need to know the Lord and to rely on him every day. Every day we need to rely on the word of God throughout the entire day. And I thank God for his righteousness and his glory. Get hold to the word of God. Get hold to your Bible. Get the chance to listen to men and women of God who preach the word of God. Get a chance to listen to Christian music. Praise God to encourage you, to get you in the atmosphere when you're ready to go in prayer. Go into your prayer closet, whatever place that you designate where you go to pray, to have a conversation just you and God alone. Praise God. Because Jesus let us know in Matthew the 24th chapter of what things going to happen on this earth. So we need to pertain ourselves as Christians. And I'm talking about Christians and how we're being so hostile to one another. But we need to show love to one another. How are we going to get people to know Christ when we are in a mess? Praise God. So the first thing we need to do is get out of the mess and get right with God ourselves by repent, by confessing the name of Jesus Christ to let God know how much we love him, that we want to be doers instead of being hearers of the word of God. So we need to take God effectively. Praise God. We need to really demonstrate and illustrate the presence of God. We need to have that fully relationship with the Lord. And James, praise God, he gave us how we need to recognize the Holy Spirit, praise God, and what the Holy Spirit can do for us, and how the Holy Spirit teaches us how to conduct ourselves in a righteous way. So I truly thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his love. I thank God for everything that he is to us in this hour. So let's not take God for granted. Let us not take his presence for granted. But let's do what God commands us to do. To love one another by hearing and doing what he asks us to do. Because Jesus is soon to come. But we need to be ready, my church. We need to be ready. Praise God. So may the grace of God, hallelujah, be with you today. So have a beautiful Saturday and God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.